Time now for the news review. The United States has announced what it calls a new humanitarian mechanism aimed at facilitating legitimate trade with Iran. The U.S. says that the new mechanism asks foreign governments to submit detailed reports on humanitarian exports to Iran. It says this way foreign governments will certify that the transactions are in compliance with U.S. sanctions against Iran. American officials say the new mechanism is aimed at helping the Iranian people, but some former officials and NGOs believe that the new method would increase the burden for humanitarian trade with Iran. The country has been targeted by what the U.S. calls a maximum pressure campaign over the past year. As part of the policy, the U.S. has imposed crippling sanctions that have hit hard the Iranian economy. George Zamioli is a research fellow at the Global Policy Institute, joining us from Budapest, and we have Mustafa Hoshchesh, journalist and political commentator, who joins us from Tehran. Mustafa Hoshchesh, looking at these, this measure by the U.S., it also gives off this feeling that the U.S. has failed in its sanctions, so it's trying to zoom in on humanitarian aid, even though they say that it's not sanctioned. It is indeed sanctions, which we can probably get into a little later.
Hello, and thanks for having me. That's right. As a matter of fact, you know that the Iranian pharmaceutical products, as well as the supply of food to Iran, was under much pressure by the U.S. sanctions already. And this new announcement that has been made by the U.S. Treasury as well as the U.S. administration, it comes in two parts. The first part introduces still a set of specific rules and regulations to put ban on such supplies unless the U.S. Treasury is provided with detailed information that's a requirement that seems to be rather impossible by third parties. They are not going to provide the United States with all the details of their transactions. So they will be encouraged to stop the supply of medical aids to and humanitarian food to Iran, especially considering that Iranian banking transactions and relations with abroad, they were already under sanctions. SWIFT has been banned from working with Iran after the U.S. Withdrawal from the JCPOA. And the Iranian Central Bank was under tight sanctions, toughening sanctions on two counts on nuclear-related charges as well as terrorism allegations. So it seems that the target of the new U.S. Move is actually those private companies that needed to supply raw material from other countries, and they bypassed the sanctions or traded in cash, or it seems to be targeting the INSTEX mechanism that was actually some mechanism over the paper, and it was never launched. Apparently, the Europeans have all forgotten about that. But still, this means tightening the pressure on the Iranian society, especially the Iranian people, the ones that are very much vulnerable, the patients. And playing more with their lives on one hand. On the other hand, that shows that the U.S. has been discouraged from discouraged at its maximum pressure campaign against the Islamic Republic, and since it's been left with no more option, right. It's now resorted to violating the ICJ ruling. The ICJ is duty-bound to defend its court ruling against the United States. You know, it was in support of Iran and for the supply, free supply of humanitarian items to Iran. Now the U.S. seems to be violating that court ruling, and the ICJ should defend itself. And the last point here is that a second part that comes in this announcement or declaration make some, promise, unknown promise about an unfulfilled pledge about a mechanism that has not been defined in this announcement. And they have said that they will introduce some kind of mechanism to facilitate the trade of pharmaceutical products as well as food to Iran. It seems to be more a sweetener because it doesn't contain any specific rule or mechanism in order to facilitate trade of humanitarian items to Iran. It shows that the U.S., despite all its allegations, it doesn't see any difference between the Iranian government and the people, and it is still trying to pressure the Iranian people. It is targeting the Iranian people in the failed hope and plot to force them to under growing pressure to force them to such levels that they would take out to the streets in order to topple the Islamic Republic. The plan already failed when it was at its right. peak under John Bolton last summer, and it doesn't seem to be much hopeful for the U.S. as far as bringing Tehran to the negotiating table is concerned.
George Samueli, what is your opinion about why the U.S. is zooming in on this humanitarian mechanism, as it calls it, does exchanges with Iran?
Well, it's very interesting. If you remember that during the 1990s, during the terrible sanctions regime that was imposed upon Iraq, the United States and the United Kingdom insisted that food and humanitarian aid was not affected. And how did they get around that issue? Well, they got around it by putting in greater and greater restrictions on humanitarian aid to Iraq and through the notion of dual-use technology. In other words, yes, this piece of technology looks like a kidney dialysis machines, or it looks like a cancer screening device, or it looks like a water purifier. However, it has possible dual use. Therefore, we should prevent Iraq from importing it. And so what the United States is now doing is reintroducing that notion to Iran, which is how do we restrict humanitarian aid without explicitly saying we are restricting humanitarian aid, because after all, you're not supposed to do that. And there was a very powerful global reaction against the sanctions imposed on Iraq because it was clearly targeting the civilians. So this way, this mechanism is a way of putting pressure on companies. They provide details to the U.S. government about their sales to Iran. And lo and behold, the United States can come forward and say, well, we don't really like this because this is something that Iran can make use of in its ballistic missile program. Well, we don't really like this because this is something that Iran might transfer to Hamas or Hezbollah at some point. So it's a mechanism to ensure that humanitarian aid does not get to the people of Iran. So the United States proclaims that this is all somehow about facilitating humanitarian assistance, but it's really not about that. It's about squeezing the Iranian people, much as the United States squeezed the Iraqi people during the 1990s.
Thank you very much for that, George Samueli, Research Fellow at Global Policy Institute, Mustafa Hoshchesh. Thank you, journalist and political commentator. And that does it for our news review.